The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
You would have heard or seen the news as well today about research from the estate agents DNG. 4 in 10 new homes bought last year were bought by bulk buyers. That's the national average. I think it's higher in Dublin. It's 6 out of every 10 homes bought last year bought by bulk buyers. The Taoiseach Simon Harris was on the Pat Kenny show this morning, and here's what he had to say.
We talk about bulk buyers. That includes local authorities. It includes approved housing bodies. It includes people providing homes for people with a disability, for older people. It includes charities, many with proud traditions working in the city. So let me be very clear. If we weren't seeing this happen, you would be saying to me, why are social housing lists why are we not making any progress? Last year, we saw the highest number of local authority homes provided in this country since 1975. This year, we're likely to see the same. And that's after the lost decade that everybody knows about because of the mismanagement of this country.
That is what the Taoiseach Simon Harris had to say this morning on the Pat Kenny Show. If you want to listen back to the entire interview, it's available as a podcast. As always, Rory Hearn is with me, Associate Professor in Social Policy in the Department of Applied Social Studies in Maynooth University, as is Barry Ward, Fine Gael Senator. You're both very welcome. Rory, I think for a lot of people, this would have set off alarm bells and they would have been thinking of all sorts of kind of ornithological creatures and vulture funds and what have you. But as the Taoiseach says, it includes charities, it includes local authorities, it includes approved housing bodies, all of whom we want to be buying houses, don't we?
Yeah, so this is the question, and it's something that I've been raising, as we've talked about before, for many years. I think actually the Taoiseach was being quite disingenuous and misleading in his response, because what he didn't mention in his response was the institutional investors and their role in bulk buying. And it's very interesting because the Department of Housing actually doesn't give figures on how many new homes that were built are being bulk purchased by institutional investors. And I think they don't want to know. My analysis of the figures and the research that I've been doing for a number of years is the DNG figures back this up. I estimated in June that about 63% of all new homes built in Dublin were bought by non-households. And I estimated that a significant proportion, over half, were by institutional investors. If you look at the figures and why this is important, there's two parts to this. The first is the institutional investor, and the second is the question on social housing. Firstly, if we look at least 8,000 homes of the new 33,000 build, 8,000 of the 33,000 are institutional investor build to rent. Okay. And so that is a very, very significant number of homes being bought, bulk purchased by institutional investors. There is about 9,000 of our 33,000, and I don't want to kill our listeners now with figures, are social and affordable. The majority social. This is this of new homes built. But again, we don't know the figures. The department doesn't give the figures how many of those were bought from the market. All we know is that the government says 8,000 new social homes were built last year. It doesn't say how many were these turnkey, which are purchased from the market.
Yeah.
And there was about 1,000 cost rental. But if you put those figures together, the 9,000 social and affordable, the 8,000 investor fund, the 5,000 one-off homes, it only leaves 9,000 of the 33,000, which is less than 30% of homes, of the new homes built, to be available for an individual home buyer to buy. That's not supporting home ownership. And everyone's wondering why our house price is rising so high.
But I doubt you're suggesting we have fewer homes bought by those local authorities or by approved housing bodies. The enemy here is the investment funds?
Sorry?
Is it the investment funds?
Well, I think there's two parts to it. I think the investor funds should not be allowed to bulk buy in this way. That's one significant problem. And I do think in terms of their new developments of build to rent, a significant portion should be available to buy. I think, you know, you're talking about if the investor funds housing being supplied was available to buy, that would double the supply of new homes available to purchase. In relation to the social housing, that's a really important point because I've made this point for years. We shouldn't really be buying from the market. We should be building ourselves like councils did in the past, because the whole idea of social housing is that you're not just providing housing need, you're also providing an additional supply to the market. But the Irish government has followed a policy for many years under Fine Gael, under Simon Harris, which they don't believe in councils building. They don't believe it's all about the market and investor funds.
Barry Ward, Fine Gael Senator, with us as well. Senator, was the Taoiseach being disingenuous and misleading in his response, as Rory said?
I don't think so, but most of what I heard from Rory there was he doesn't know what the figures are and he doesn't know exactly what the numbers are, and he may well criticise the department for not releasing them, and that's fair enough. But I think what's really important is... No, I don't know the figures, I don't have information that Rory doesn't have access to any more than anyone else. I would say two things. Firstly, I want as many people as possible in Ireland to be able to buy their home. Fine Gael is a party that supports home ownership, and that is something that we are very much for. It doesn't mean that you don't have a situation where, for example, local authorities, approved housing bodies, etc., buy new houses for provision to individuals who need them. It doesn't mean that there isn't a place in the market for institutional investors or whoever to own an apartment block where those apartments are available to rent. And I have to say, I live in one such place myself. There are people who need to rent for a short period of time. There are people who might only be here working for a year or 2 years, or who, for whatever reason, don't want to buy a house. And that has to be part of the system too. But what I think is most important is, and if we want to talk about being disingenuous, I think one of the things Rory is ignoring is the fact that this also opens up supply, because when there is a place available for somebody to live, then there's another house available that they would otherwise have been living in. So this is all about supply. The government's policy about this is all about providing supply, which is why we've seen a huge increase in the number of completions, the number of new houses coming on the market, and more than 500 new buyers every week are buying houses in this country. So we know that that is up and up and up, and that will continue. And you'll see later this year the government setting down very ambitious targets for the number of completions, and the Taoiseach, I think, has suggested that that will be over 50,000 houses. So supply is key, and remember, everybody who has the opportunity to move into a house, whether as a local authority tenant or a tenant of an approved housing body or somebody who's renting from an institutional investor, is freeing up another house where they would otherwise have been living. So it is providing supply to allow other people to buy that house or to live in that house or whatever it might be.
I want to put to you, Senator, the point that Rory Hearn makes around the supply of those social homes and who the builder, who the kind of construction company is and how that's managed in just a moment. But Rory, to go back to you on the point that Barry Ward makes, are you suggesting that we get rid of those institutional investors, or we limit the kind of percentage impact, as it were, that they could have on the market in any one year?
Well, you see, this is an argument that's been ongoing for a number of years, and it's been very, very clear that Fine Gael and Simon Harris have backed the real estate institutional investors to the hilt through tax breaks, through allowing new rents be set at whatever rent.
Did they not increase the stamp duty for some of these investors?
And this is a very important point to make, that they claimed they were stopping the bulk purchase of homes by large institutional investors. But what we're seeing from these figures is they very clearly haven't stopped the bulk purchase of homes by institutional investors, despite their claims. So they're not actually doing that. And that is because they purposely left out of the stamp duty the apartments, the purchase of apartments. And they let that open. And so they said, we're stopping the bulk purchase of homes. But what they actually meant was houses, not apartments. And I think that the issue is that I've made is that it's not all supply isn't a good supply. And this is really important. These institutional investors that are building large build to rent developments, the rents people can't afford, and fair play to Barry if he can afford those rents, there's a lot of people who can't afford those rents that are being charged. And also we know that the dominance in the market is increasing rents. The central bank figures show that. But it's also really important to ask the question, if we're supplying a certain amount of housing, how much of it should be available at very high rents? How much should be available to buy? And if we look at the balance at the moment, the balance is wrong.
Barry,
The first thing about very high rents is, when we rented our apartment in Dunleary, we specifically compared it to comparable apartments throughout the area, and the rent was exactly the same. So they're not very high rents. And they are rents, by the way, from professional landlords, which means that if something breaks, it gets fixed immediately. There's somebody on site within a day to deal with an issue that might arise. It allows lots of people to avoid lots of permanent mortgage difficulties. For example, mortgages are expensive. It allows them to avoid lots of other costs, like property tax and things like that. So let's not talk about renters as if they are somehow people who shouldn't be considered in the market. We must make provision for them as well. And who makes
but
that provision?
But Fine Gael policy has been about saying every young person is basically going to be a renter. That's the reality. That's where policy has been pushing people.
Sorry, hang on a second now. Hang on a second, Rory. Like, now, if you want to accuse Simon Harris of being disingenuous, let's check yourself for a second, because you know very well, not only is that not Fine Gael policy, but Fine Gael policy is specifically to support ownership, home ownership, which is what we're doing. Now, you said that all supply is not good supply. I disagree with you. you there. All supply provides access to the market for different types of people. And in fact, when you supply a rental property to someone, then that means they move out of another house that might become available for sale or might be able to become available for rent. But the point is that when there is a supply, it means that properties move from one person to the next. And the second thing I wanted to address, Kieran, is something you put to me there about local authorities building. Yeah. Rory suggests essentially that that's a Fine Gael policy that's come about under Fine Gael. I was a member of a local authority for 11 years, going back to 2009. We never built houses. In fact, we brought in other people to build them for us. And in fact, if you look at Donegal Right Down County Council at the moment, in association with the Land Development Agency, they're building nearly 600 units of housing that will be social and affordable in Shangana. I could include the Butter Yard in Blackrock, which was a private development and has been taken by the council to provide for social housing. But Rory is being disingenuous when he suggests that local authorities should build them. The competence to build and build properly hasn't been in local authorities for a generation, not really since the early 90s. And the notion that local authorities should now go about setting themselves up as property developers, which is essentially what Rory is saying, is a nonsense.
Well,
I'm
going to put that back to Rory
in a moment.
But so what would be the consequence of that? If it were to be local authorities or if it were to be a state-run construction company, what in your mind would be the negative consequence of that?
I'm not saying that is a negative consequence. I'm saying two things. First of all, the state has established the LDA, the Land Development Authority, which is there to do exactly that in conjunction with local authorities. But the second thing is, if you decide now, for example, all social housing will be built by local authorities, it is going to take them years to develop the people, the expertise, the staff on hand, and all the other things that it takes, where you have professional developers who can put that together now, and it can be bought by local authorities, which is happening. And the key aspect is not who's building it. It's about who gets to live in it. And we know that many of those places are being bought by local authorities to provide bulk housing to deal with housing lists. And Rory is the very first person who'd be complaining if we weren't addressing housing lists, whereas we actually are. And I think the 60% figure that you quoted at the beginning, Kieran, in Dublin is a reflection of the fact that housing lists are higher for the poor Dublin local authorities. And that's why more of them have been bought up there.
Rory, in the teeth of a crisis, we shouldn't let perfection be the enemy of the good, and private developers are going to be able to bring supply online much, much quicker than getting local authorities up and running in the way they might have been 40, 50 years ago.
Well, the first point I think we need to address is this issue that so much of our housing is being bulk purchased, not by local authorities or housing associations, but by institutional investors. And I think there is a problem with that. And we need to look at that. And they're very, very significant figures. And as I said earlier, Simon Harris has been disingenuous in talking about social housing and the purchase of social housing in response to the issue of bulk purchase. Bulk purchase is...
But Rory, you said hang on a minute.
No. We do know that there is a significant number. And my estimate and DNG's estimate is that it is at least 5,000 to 6,000, if not 8,000 homes are being bought by institutional investors in this country. We saw it a number of weeks ago, the increase in the ownership of rental properties by corporate landlords. That is a massive issue we have to address. The wider issue of the delivery of social housing by the state in the broadest sense through councils, housing bodies, not-for-profit bodies, I think that is a key question, and it is something we have to address, because if the state is not delivering its own capacity, it's relying on the market and it's adding to price inflation rather than reducing it.
Rory Hearn, Assistant Professor in Social Policy at Maynooth University, the author of Gas, Barry Ward, Fine Gael Senator, thank you both very much for joining me.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.